Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. MR, Number 1111, The Value of Organization. Avoid extravagant expressions. Do not call attention to writings of Anna Phillips. Written January 14, 1894, from Melbourne, Victoria, to Jones. I have received letters from some in America stating that you have endorsed Anna Phillips' revelations and that you read them to the people, giving the people the impression that you are reading from the testimonies of Sister White, and afterwards they learn that it is an entirely different matter. I want you to consider this carefully, for the Lord has given me light to the effect that the attention of the people is not to be called to Anna Phillips. God has spoken His words through testimonies, and the late claims that Elder Rice is making so much of are not to be presented to the people, for these claims are not true. I am sorry you have done this. Elder Rice and those who advocate this new source of supposed revelation have not sent a line to me, nor asked me for a word of counsel. They have withheld everything from me, although they are making so much of this matter. Why have they kept this matter so secret? I have given no special attention to this before, because I had confidence in our ministering brethren, and thought they would not catch up such a matter without the most thorough evidence that the Lord had chosen one through whom to work. The spurious and the counterfeit are in the field, and minds must be under the constant control of the Spirit of God in order to detect the counterfeit from the genuine. I write this to you because I learn that it is reported that you have read her productions in the Battle Creek Church. I am surprised that you should so readily catch up a matter that does not bear the divine credentials. Let this thing be encouraged, and Satan will work to give our people plenty of false doctrines. The woman is not so much to blame as those who have encouraged productions. I will send you a copy of that which I have written to Elder Rice. I beseech you to weed out of your teachings every extravagant expression, everything that unbalanced minds and those who are inexperienced will catch up, and, as a result, will make wild, immature movements. It is necessary for you to cultivate caution in every statement you make, lest you start some on a wrong track, and make confusion that will require much sorrowful labor to set in order, thus diverting the strength and work of the laborers into lines which God does not design shall be entered. One fanatical streak exhibited among us will close many doors against the soundest principles of truth. Oh, how careful should every worker be not to rush on before the Master, but to follow where He leads the way. How it would rejoice the enemies of our faith to get hold of some statement made by our people which will have to be retracted. We must move discreetly, sensibly, for this is our strength. For then God will work with us, and by us, and for us. My brother, hide in Jesus Christ. God has in a special manner used you and Brother Wagoner to do a special work, and I have known this. I have given all my influence in with yours, because you were doing a work of God for this time. I have done all that it was possible for me to do in Jesus Christ to stand close to you and help you in every way. But I am very sorrowful when I see things that I cannot endorse, and I feel pained over the matter. I begin to be afraid. Elder Wagoner has entertained ideas and, without waiting to bring his ideas before a council of brethren, has agitated strange theories. He has brought before some of the people ideas in regard to organization that ought never to have had expression. I supposed that the question of organization was settled forever with those who believed the testimonies given through Sister White. Now, if they believe the testimonies, why do they work contrary to them? Why should not my brethren be prudent enough to place these matters before me, or at least to inquire if I had any light upon these subjects? Why is it that these things start up at this time, when we have canvassed the matter in our previous history, and God has spoken upon these subjects? Should not that be enough? Why not keep steadily at work in the lines that God has given us? Why not walk in the clear light He has revealed, and in place of tearing to pieces that which God has built up, work on the side of Jesus Christ? Oh, how Satan would rejoice to get in among this people and disorganize the work at a time when thorough organization is essential and will be the greatest power to keep out spurious uprisings and to refute claims not endorsed by the Word of God. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., January 3, 1985.